Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lettering 333. And I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus, and today I want to share another warning that I have received through a message. For those of you who have not already checked out my forums, the links are down below, as well as my Patreon account, where I have written articles of the things that I am learning or the things that the Lord has led me to. Some of those articles, you don't have to join Patreon to look at them, so go check it out. Also, I have my blog transcript of this message, along with corresponding scriptures, and those are also down below. Okay, so last night, which is the 13th of May, in the middle of the night, I was awoken to these words. I heard infested. And then I heard people are being infested, infected, and polluted. Let me say that again. People are being infested, infected, and polluted. I then went back to sleep. And when I woke up this morning, I immediately, before I even opened up my eyes, started hearing more of this message from the Lord. This is unusual for me. It doesn't happen often that I get a full message, either in the middle of the night or right when I'm waking up and I'm still really half asleep. I believe that this message is for what's going on right now, and it's also, I believe, for the church. This is a message I don't think is necessarily for the unbeliever, but for the believers who are being deceived. All right, so let me go ahead and read this to you. It's a very sobering message, but I felt an urgency to get it out today. This is the next part of the message. They have defiled their bodies. The body is a temple for the Most High God to dwell in. For those who accept, it is a place for the Holy Spirit. However, the Holy Spirit can leave a temple when he is not wanted or if great sin abides there. These two cannot reside there at the same time. The Spirit of God, and when I heard the Spirit of God, I also heard the word goodness, and the spirit of pollution. They are incongruent and diametrically opposed to each other. Corruption, pollution, desecration, and the abomination of desolation is happening within the temple of God. Their time is up, and there is no going back. Will they repent of their ways for not seeking me on all matters? Very few will, I tell you. Very few, I tell you, will. Instead, they will rejoice in their folly and revel in their ignorance. Their deception is great, and their delusion has blinded their eyes. No longer will they see clearly or think rationally. For most, it is a lost cause because repentance is far from their lips. There is nothing to do but pray for these souls and for a spirit of turning back to me. There is still a small door open for them to do so. Though the corruption is great, I will still hear the cries of the repentant heart. I will never cast them from my sight, for I am a loving and good God who wishes that none would perish. Seek this day who you choose, and make this choice carefully, because your very life and soul depends on it. To all those who have To all those who have stood firm and have not compromised yourselves, I say to you to continue to stand. I will give you the fortitude and the strength to do so. You are never alone, for I dwell inside with my spirit. I will direct you, and you will hear my voice. You will not die a second death, but will be ushered into my presence when your day comes. Look straight ahead at me, and do not veer off the path of life. Let me be your goal, your destination, and your all in all. Focus your eyes up above, where I am seated at the right hand of God. Do not let the troubles of this world pull you down or distract you from your mission. You were called for such a time as this. Guard what we have together. Guard our relationship and let no man come between us. I am very jealous of my own, my sheep that were given to me. I come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Have faith and you will make it to the pearly gate. And that was the end of this sobering message, brothers and sisters. Now, when I heard make it to the pearly gates, you know, I've heard songs about that, but I wasn't so sure. I looked it up, and in Revelation 20:21, it does say about those pearly gates, and I had forgotten about it. It says in Revelation 21:21, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gates was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold as if it were transparent glass. So there it talks about that there are 12 gates that have 12 pearls. So I thought that was pretty awesome. Okay, so then the Lord gave me some chapters for us to read. I heard Malachi 3 and Lamentations 2. So I will have those in my blog transcript down below, or you can go ahead and look it up, you know, and read those chapters, the very sobering chapters of judgment that is coming to his people. And also, I have a couple scriptures concerning that our bodies, brothers and sisters, as we know, we have to be reminded they are the temple of God. 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, "Know you not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?" So we must remember that as we make our choices, as we move forward in these days, these last days. Okay, well, thank you for coming and listening to this message, this warning that the Lord has given. If you have any questions or would like to make any comments, please go ahead and do so in the comments section below. I continue to be praying for you all, and I thank you and love you all very much, and I know that soon we will all be together in glory. Shalom.